Coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20, it is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And we will certainly talk about what Alex Bregman said about the kind of teammate that Rafael Devers was, and what the former mayor of the city of Boston, the former labor secretary of the United States of America, Marty Walsh, said about whether or not there is an advantage for the dynasty forward Florida Panthers when it comes to the tax situation in Florida. All of that coming up. And a reminder, they have plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on any topic. And we will play those back at about 9:20 this morning. But we have some leads left to get to today, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Brad Marchand is set for free agency on Tuesday, tomorrow, unless the Panthers sign him. The Athletic has an article out now saying that the Boston Bruins are very interested in re-signing Brad Marchand if the Panthers don't do so. They are interested, as are the Toronto Maple Leafs. Please, Bruins, re-sign Brad Marchand. Bring him home. Let him retire here. He got his Stanley Cup elsewhere. Bring him back. I want him back in this. I want him back in this dressing room. I want him in the new bees sweater.
Loyalty to winning an argument, I actually respect, Courtney.
I want him back. Bring the boy home. His family loves it in Boston. It seems like they've had a great little stint in Florida, but like, they belong here.
It seems like they love it in Florida. Right. I would argue. It seems like he has a chance to win another one.
Right.
Is an odds-on favorite if he stays there. And it seems like, you hear their GM, he was talking about it this weekend. He's hoping that they can find a way to get it done and come to terms on a deal that makes both of them happy. So do you think he wants to come back?
Think he would.
You don't think he was? I think he was bothered. He didn't say it publicly, but I think he was bothered by the Bruins, not just writing him a check.
Like they did him dirty, right? I mean, do you think they're going to give him the money he wants?
Well, that is the interesting point. But can Florida afford to him at the price that he wants?
If he loved it here, he'd take less?
Right.
Right, but he would have took less to stay here. Right.
It would be so dumb. I understand Courtney's point, and all of it makes sense. It's just, for me, the Bruins are not winning this year.
Right.
Spending this money at the top of the market on a guy that you just traded who won a cup with Florida doesn't really make me feel like you're building for something. It feels like you're trying to hold on to something.
And from his perspective, why come back for what this season is going to be when you can,
do you want to retire a Panther?
What's the difference? Winning a couple cups? Do you want to retire? Do you want your last 3 years to be with the Bruins where you stink and maybe don't make
the... he doesn't want 3 more years. Maybe he comes back here for just one and, gets to relax, call it a day, and retire.
So what was the whole, four...
Semantics.
I will say this, Greg. Once you get used to happy hour, it's hard to go to a place without it.
When he looks at those checks that he gets down in Florida and he compares them to what he got up here, he's probably like...
I don't know if that's a factor or not. We'll hear what Marty Walsh says, guy who knows taxes like nobody knows taxes. So, all right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning.
For those just tuning in, we found out, and I don't know, Wiggy is very, he seems like he's very afraid of Mrs. Wiggins on this topic, but your daughter had a little wedding ceremony on Friday, and that's why you had to flex the road.
Yeah, they made it official. So,
and you were afraid to tell us about it in advance, give us any notice. You didn't want the smoke.
No, I didn't.
That's what it was.
That's one smoke I don't want.
And apparently, based on what you've said in the past on this show, I should come down hard on you about this because you call me a softie.
Yeah, feel free to.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, really, though, what can you do in today's climate of I'm a millennial?
I mean, I guess I could suspend you
or
something.
Well, I'll go to the boss and be like, that's unfair that I get suspended for flex days when everybody else takes a bunch of them.
I could give you the worst hotel room that we have in New Hampshire on Wednesday night. I mean, I know you like a good 4-star hotel. Right. You like the accommodation.
Right.
I just would have sent a gift if I had known.
But then I could do like the millennials and go to the boss and say, I can't work under these conditions. Mentally, yeah. I feel like my anxiety's kicking up.
When have the millennials on this show ever gone to the boss?
No, I'm just saying the millennials in general. Like, if he suspends me for something, I could go right upstairs.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Well, your lead this morning?
All right, so my lead is this. LeBron James and Courtney Utah, I think that was during the
trending.
Yep. You talked about LeBron opting in to pick up his contract. Well, I will say this, a little bit of advice for LeBron James. If you want to try to get into the conversation, I know there's a back and forth about GOAT status between you and Jordan. You better leave L.A. and do everything in your power to get traded from there to have a legitimate chance of winning another championship. And you're probably the best place to do that. If I was LeBron James' agent, I would say, see if we can pick up the phone and call Golden State and what it would take for Golden State and the Lakers to make a trade and maybe play with a guy like Steph Curry for your last year or two. Because I think, my opinion, you're going to have to play with somebody if you want to leave this game as a champion, and you only have maybe a couple years left, and he's still one of the best basketball players in the league. He averaged 24 last year, you know, points, almost 9 rebounds, almost 9 assists, 8 rebounds. So if you're LeBron James, you need to do what you got to do to get to a destination that can give you the best chance of winning a championship.
And since he runs the whole show, he would basically be trading himself.
Yeah, and he would take Bronny with him.
He could approve any deal that he wants.
Yes.
And he and Bronny would go and play with Steph Curry or go where they have a chance of winning it all.
And I think it's a good idea for him to do that. I know there's been whispers about, you know, potentially him being traded or him wanting out. I think it's,
what about Jaylen Brown for LeBron James?
No, because he's not going to be able to do anything next year here. Jason Tatum's out. He wants to go someplace where you could drop him in.
Okay, and that team right away.
Do you see Jason Tatum already working out?
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty strong.
Yeah, he's got his
foot in the boot. He's got that boot on.
Yep.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I get somewhat triggered when harmless traditions are canceled because one Karen or one Ken complains about it. So I am bothered by what is going on in a very prideful Italian neighborhood over in Newton, which is known as Nonantum. Do you know about Nonantum? Does everybody know about Nonantum?
Yes. The lake?
The lake? Mush? They have their own language over there.
Nonantum it's called?
Yeah, they have the lake language. And they have been an Italian neighborhood for decades. And every year, about this time, in advance of the annual Italian-American Festival, they paint the road up. And where you normally have yellow lines, they paint the streets with the green, white, and red center lines. Mm-hmm. It's Adams Street where they do it. And I am over there frequently, and I get a real kick out of, I really enjoy seeing their Italian heritage on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it forever, until now, apparently. So they just up and, one night last week, they up and removed the red, white, and green of Italia and went back to the yellow. And the residents there are upset, and I would agree with them. This is one resident and their reaction on WHDH-TV.
80-plus years of tradition, wiped out under the cover of darkness. This is our heritage. This is our religion. This is our culture.
Right.
It's been wiped out. As a matter of fact, I was part of the original crew in 1985 that laid these first lines. I think this, we should have at least been told.
Mm.
Mm.
1985, big year for Italians in the area.
Yeah.
Hardo Tom wins the greasy pole.
But
why did they do that? What's the
great
reason?
Great question, because somebody complained about it. I guarantee you, I'm maybe, Curtis, can we endeavor to get the mayor of Newton on the show this morning? Or I don't.
Oh, that lady.
I mean, I don't.
Because, like, what's the complaint?
It's been fine since 1985.
Right.
But it's not hurting anybody.
It's painted lines on a freaking street in Newton.
that they go back and they paint back to the normal color after.
Yes.
So I guess what's the complaint from the people who are complaining?
It's probably not people. It's probably one
right.
who was probably like, why are you choosing Italian heritage over any other heritage? Mm.
That's probably it right there.
Who gives a rat's A on any of this stuff? Like, let people have some fun.
Mm.
The country was built on all kinds of different heritages. The melting pot. People came from wherever they came from, and then when they got here, they celebrated their traditions from the home country.
Right.
And other people got into their traditions and celebrated them with them. Enough.
Yeah. And uninformed Twitch chat as well saying if they were other things, they would be a problem. Well, there are other flags that they present on the streets of Newton all the time that there are no issue with. And it's great. Everybody should have a time. I think June being Pride Month is phenomenal. Why we should obviously honor and support the people that live in our cities, but to just do this willy-nilly, it feels personal.
Stupid. But I mean, you're probably right, Greg. You're like, why should they get their flag down on the ground when this other, you know, heritage doesn't get their flag on the ground?
But then try to figure out a time for your heritage to be honored in that neighborhood instead of taking away something that's been going on for so long. Like, I just don't get it. It's not the Confederate flag we're talking about. We're talking about Italian culture.
That's why there's one parade that they no longer have. You know, I can't say it because people get, but it's.
Did you forget the name?
No, Christopher Columbo.
Okay.
Can't have his.
You
can't.
About his last name, right?
Yeah.
Are you joking about his last name?
No.
Oh, what's his last name?
Christopher Columbo. Go look at it. That's his last name.
Oh, that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Okay. What was the Columbus? Was that the American version?
That's how they Americanized him.
You're right.
Oh, really?
And it's actually Cristoforo Columbo. Yeah.
Come on.
One for two.
Boston.
But I would say this.
I had to say the first name that people would then know.
Right.
Yes.
I call him Topher. The thing that makes no sense about Columbus is that Columbus Ave is one of the main streets in Boston. We all know who it's named for.
Right.
So why do we close the park but keep the street?
Oh.
Does that make sense to anybody? In Ohio, they've stopped celebrating Columbus Day, but this capital city is Columbus.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a cool thing. You drive over there and you look at it and you go, wow, that's really cool.
Very cool.
Why are they doing it? You ask somebody and they go, oh, it's because it's their Italian heritage and they're proud of where they live. And then somebody complains and they're like, you're right, let's shut it down.
Right. Amen.
How dare they like their heritage and where they live?
I hate meatballs.
We need everybody to be a robot. Get out of here. So sick of it. All right. Well, anyway, that's what's going on in Nonantum Mush down by the lake. Here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox dropped their last one to the Blue Jays, losing that series 2-1. Final score yesterday at Fenway 5-3. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out three. The Sox now have the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Oink!
Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Big news for the Fenway Park workers and MGM Fenway workers over the weekend as they signed up for strike benefits and picket duties as they prepare for a strike that could come at, quote, any time. The Bruins had a weekend. Morgan Geeky inked a six-year, $33 million contract with the Bees yesterday, just 2 days before he was set to enter free agency. The team also drafted James Hagen from Boston College with the number 7 overall pick. And over to the NBA, LeBron James has opted in for his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.